Nice. Soul on ice. I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. Welcome to One and All. You are now rocking with the best. What we have here is the one and only Soul on Ice, the podcast. My name is Kwame. Double Trouble is in the house. So let me introduce you to Akil Thomas and Elijah Roberts. What's going on, guys?
Not much. Just hanging out, chilling.
Just waiting for quarantine to end.
Yeah, everybody's waiting for quarantine to end. We are very pleased to be a part of the NHL family of podcasts. You can subscribe for free on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google, wherever you get your podcasts. We are going to be there. You can also get at us on NHL.com and the NHL app. Big things are happening, as we like to say, in the West Indies, fam. So we thought we would basically say hi. And I know a lot of you have been rocking with us for a while, since the jumpstart, but we have a lot of new listeners. And just like Jay-Z, please allow us to reintroduce ourselves. So Akil Thomas, please set it off for the peoples.
Hi, guys. What's up? My name's Akil Thomas. Drafted to the LA Kings. Had the pleasure to play on Team Canada this past Christmas and ended up winning a gold medal. So that was amazing. Grew up in Florida playing hockey, watching my dad play hockey. So I'm, you know, a big hockey guy, obviously, and actually started my own clothing company at 15, obviously doing this podcast. And so I like to keep myself a little bit busy and big into music. And I love chirping Elijah Roberts.
Yeah, speaking of that, I'm Elijah Roberts, drafted by the Kitchener Rangers and then traded to the Niagara Ice Dogs, where me and Akil were teammates, and that's kind of how we really got to know each other. Played for Team Canada in the past for U17, U18 was honored to have that opportunity, and I'm committed to Ryerson next year, so that's where I'm looking to continue my life and career, and just kind of enjoy cooking on the side, music, video games, just chilling out. So it's just a little bit about me,
and also probably chirping back to. No, actually, you don't even chirp, Akil. You let him chirp you too much, man. You're gonna have to.
He doesn't want the smoke.
You're gonna have to,
because I'm in his head already, man. I'm in his head. I don't need to chirp back.
So, anyways, for. So once again, let me introduce myself. My name is Kwame. I'm a former radio announcer, 14 years. And then back in 2015, I released my very first film. It's called Soul on Ice, Past, Present, and Future. It's about the history and contributions of Black athletes in the game of hockey. You'll actually see Akil and Elijah in there making a cameo when they were young men. But since then, I've been blessed to be able to work alongside the NHL to create content. So if you want to see some of my work, just go to nhl.com/blackhockeyhistory and check out the video section. You can see a lot of cool things there. So for those who are new to the podcast, Akil, why don't you give them a little origin story about how we got started doing this thing?
For sure, for sure. Like Elijah said, we played together in Niagara, and we quickly became, you know, best friends, and we'd hang out off the ice all the time, you know, go to breakfast together, go to lunch together, sometimes dinner, and I'd hang out at his billet's house. I came close with his billets. He'd come over to mine. So just became, you know, really good friends. And we have a spot actually in St. Catharines where we'd go to breakfast every day. Shout out to Lancer. And best home fries ever of all time. But Elijah and I would go there every game day. We'd probably just sit down and talk for a good 45 minutes and, you know, argue about the stupidest stuff. We like telling each other that our brothers could beat each other up. So we just talk a bunch of nonsense, and it's just something that we've always done. And a lot of guys would just say, like, you guys love arguing. Like, you guys should start something together. And, you know, actually a funny thing was Elijah was teaching me how to make griddle cheese, because that was his pregame meal at the time. And kind of embarrassing that he's teaching me that, but basically I was like, I'm gonna make a video right now on, like, Elijah Roberts making a grilled cheese, like, just for jokes. And so we just kind of had an idea to start something entertainment wise together. And shout out to Nino, worked for the Ice Dogs. He kind of gave us the idea of starting a podcast, and one thing led to another, and we reached out to you. He's easily one of the coolest guys I've ever met. So you have a platform in which your movie that you started created. And for those who haven't seen that, definitely check it out. It's awesome. And obviously it was special to be a part of it as well. So reach out to you. Obviously you're down, and here we are. the NHL kind of wants us to go under their platform. So we're making movements, and it's just been a blast so far.
And yeah, first start off as me and Akil just kind of wanted to do some sort of entertainment together, start off maybe a YouTube channel or streaming or whatever. And then we got the idea with the podcast, and more than just having fun, we realized the importance of doing something. And when we decided a podcast, we thought that was maybe the best way to get our voices heard. And Kwame, we thought you were the perfect guy to do it with us. So we just went forward with that. And I think all three of us being in completely different situations, but all three of us are black men trying to get our voices heard. So Akil, hopefully in the AHL, NHL next year, me going to Ryerson, and Kwame, you doing your radio stuff and film stuff. So three different perspectives that people can hear us from. And this is something we thought about way before George Floyd and quarantine, as we've been thinking about this for a while. So we think that it's important to have our voices heard. And from way back, we've always thought that. So to be able to do this now and have people look up to us or listen to us or just have to hear what we have to say, I think it's pretty important.
I think, you know, when you mentioned perspective, Laj, I think that struck with me just because, you know, obviously, you know, Kwame is a dinosaur of the group, obviously. And so we have different perspectives on a lot of different stuff, hockey, the hockey culture, music, just everything that's going on. And you know, obviously we're black hockey players, which, you know, we're a minority in the sport. So we have a different perspective on things like that as well. So just being in, you know, growing up in different eras, you know, being a minority in hockey and all that, I think it's kind of cool. And, you know, obviously I'm trying to start my professional hockey career. And I think for the, you know, the listeners to kind of listen about my, you know, weekly activities, weekly stuff that happens as I, you know, hopefully climb the leagues and try to make the NHL. I think it's kind of cool. And I think, you know, a lot of people will learn a lot and learn a lot about, you know, what it takes to kind of, you know, go get to the NHL.
He said he's going to go to the NHL, Elijah.
I don't know, man. No, yeah. I believe in Akil. Like, practicing with him for all these years, I could see how hard he works. And, you know, it's not easy to make the NHL, but if there was one guy that was going to surprise people or not surprise people and grab a spot, I think it'd be Akil. So hopefully he just keeps that same work ethic. I'll give him a little bit of praise right now. It's usually not like that, but I think he'll be fine next year.
We're going to also have some great guests from the hockey world as well as pop culture icons. And one of the cool things that we like to do, and we have been doing in the past with some of our guests, is we ask them for their top five songs. Elijah, why don't you explain to the new listeners out there what the top five means?
Yeah, so what we do at the end of every episode, we ask our guests, what are your top five songs? And what we mean by that is Stanley Cup Final, Game 7, you're on your way to the rink, or you're 30 minutes before puck drop, you're listening to your music, what are the five songs that are going to get you going? So that's a little something we do just to kind of mix it up, have some fun with our guests. So it's usually pretty interesting. We get some interesting music, but it's always pretty fun.
Yes. So I figured since we always do this, we should, and people have asked us for this, why don't we do our top five songs to give the listeners an example of the heat? And since I'm going to have the best top five songs out of all three of us, Akil, you can be the first up to bat.
All right. Well, you know, I think I'm going to surprise a couple people with this just because I like a bunch of different types of music, but fifth, right away, my cousin, his rapping name is Nappy. Packles gets me fired up. Got to think about my family before my games, obviously. Know why I'm doing it. Fourth, a little bit of country. One Thing Right, Kane Brown. Elijah's actually a fan of it as well, so if he wants to chirp me, like, can't really chirp me. Third, Chrome Heart Tags, Lil Uzi. You know, obviously the best rapper of all time. We all know that. It's not a surprise. Just gets you, you know, a little giddy, dancing a little bit. Two, Need Me, J.I. I don't really know, I haven't heard of any other song by this guy, but this one's awesome. It gets me my feelings. And then speaking of feelings, number one, Feelings by Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD was awesome. I actually love Juice WRLD, and it's a tragedy he passed away, but that song definitely gets me. You know, with me, it's not even the songs that get me fired up. Like, really, it's the songs that I enjoy the most that get me fired up because I'm in my zone and I'm just me. And that's just what I like to be on the ice. So those are my top five.
RIP to Juice WRLD. Elijah Roberts, your top five. You're on your way to the rink. What are you listening to, bro?
Before I get right into that, I'm just going to make a comment about Akil's top five.
Please.
One, I would never listen to country before a game. Okay. That's just, okay. That's going to probably put me to sleep in my stall. But okay. Anyway, into my top five.
Understand.
Ham by Kanye and Jay-Z West.
Aye.
Wait.
Ham by who?
Kanye and Jay-Z.
Okay, I thought you said Jay-Z West.
I might have. I don't know. But anyway, Kanye and Jay-Z.
Yeah,
just about going hard, going all out. I don't know if you heard it, but you should definitely check it out.
Yeah, I
have. 1942 Flows by Meek Mill. Meek Mill is probably my favorite rapper. Just talks about life in it, pretty much. Heavy Heart, also by Meek Mill. Same album, one of my favorite albums. Again, just gets me going. Party and BS. By Biggie.
Okay.
Some old school for you,
classic.
Kwame.
Classic. I love it.
I don't know. Just gets me going. Especially the part where they just pause.
Yeah.
And then they get right back into it. That gets me going every time. Wow. And then the last song is always up in the air. There's always songs that go in and switch. But right now, I would say Lil Top by NBA Youngboy. It's just kind of a fast-paced song. Gets me going. I like to be super pumped, listen to fast music, you know. I think if I'm listening to boring stuff, it's kind of going to just put me in the wrong mood.
Akil, would you like to retort to any of Elijah's top five?
I would. I definitely would.
Please input.
Before he said, he stated that he would never listen to country before a game, right?
Yes, I heard that.
However,
yes.
When we play on the same team, the Ice Dogs, we put together the warm-up playlist songs that we played in warm-up.
You and Elijah put together. Okay.
And one thing right by Kane Brown was in it, and he sang it before every game. He loved it. He's actually telling me to put it on. So, I don't know.
Okay. Elijah, would you like to retort?
Yeah. One, Akil knows that before every game, I go sit on the bench. So wherever there's music in the room, I don't hear that. Two, on the ice, I'm a team first guy. So if majority of the guys want country, then I'm not going to be arguing it as long as it's not the whole thing's country. But yeah, I definitely did not want that song in. I like the song. It's just not a pregame song for me.
It's not your top five.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, of course, I have never played hockey at the levels you guys have played at. But let's just say I did. Let's just say I made it to the show. I could see myself as a solid third line grinder playing on the right side. I'd be the type of player that would forecheck hard. I wouldn't be scared to go into the corners. And for sure, the goalies would have to see me a lot in front of the net. Okay. So with that being said, I'm going to need some solid records that are going to get me jacked up, get me pumped up, and you know, music that I'd have to say to the opposing defenseman, I'm sorry, it's just going to be a hard night for you. So with that being said, my top five that I would be listening to would go like this. From the almighty Wu-Tang Clan, Ghostface Killah's Nutmeg from the classic album Supreme Clientele. Up next, representing Queens, New York, from the infamous album Mobb Deep featuring Nas and Raekwon the Chef, Eye for an Eye. Number three, it would have to go to the greatest guitarist ever to walk this earth. He's so bad that I had to name my son after him, Jimi Hendrix. The song is called If Six Was Nine. My fourth song. Now, this energy is such a turn up. I don't know what is going to be the problem tonight, but somebody's going to get hurt. Rage Against the Machine, Bulls on Parade. A little ghetto metal for those out there. That's what I like to call that genre. And lastly, from the Black album, I have to go with the one and only Jay-Z with Public Service Announcement. So that top five, I'm sorry, Akil. I'm sorry, Elijah. If you guys are playing against me, you're going to get hurt, okay? You're just going to have to stay out the way because I'm coming in. I'm coming in, boy.
You know what? Like, you made that sound so good. So I'm going to have to definitely, you know, take a look at some of those songs.
Take a listen.
If I like him. I might have to.
Did I ever tell you guys my Jay-Z story?
Oh, I don't think so.
So, like I said, I was a radio announcer. And I used to also host a television show back here in Toronto. So back in 96, when my show was out, I had my very first television interview was with a young Sean Carter, his first album, which was a classic. And yeah, I'll send you guys a picture, but my very first television interview was with Jay-Z, and that was his very first album. So it's actually really cool to see how big Hov has gotten right now, and I'm still grinding it out. So I don't know what that says about my work ethic, but hey, it's all good, man. It's not about the end of the race. It's, you know, the journey, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so that's our top five. And once again, we are so glad to be a part of the NHL family of podcasts. So be sure to subscribe for free on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Google, wherever you get your podcasts. It's also available on NHL.com and the NHL app. We've got new guests, new episodes each week. So make sure you tell a friend. It's So All Nice, a podcast, and we'll see you here next week. And when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. 'Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the poop is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you like you need me. I need you like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Yeah, soul on ice. I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice. You goddamn right, I'm screaming on that beat. I got a match screaming on the streets. We in the club, stadium, and the arena, cousin. Put me on ice and I'm hitting that top. Cheese a dozen, fussing, fighting with myself is enticing. My enemies in the mirror, and he's always reciting the poetry of my power, statistic of my weakness. Shadow boxing with Tyson, I'm trying to show y'all I'm beating them to the punch. Competition on the table, it's time for lunch. Though my mission is unstable, I'm scoring once, twice, three times, and I'm taking hats. Men lie, women lie, progress is based upon the facts. So let that baby shine, they soul is showing older. They live within the grind, now take them out that stroller. 'Cause coming up is a champ, prediction of Ali. He changed his name to Muhammad, we changing free to a fee. It's up to me, and when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. 'Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the poop is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you like you need me. I need you like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Soul on ice, I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice. Let's dedicate this one to Jaden Linda. Let's escalate to Caddy, crush the Pinta. Or maybe you prefer that Benz, why? That big truck, I don't give a f***. Only really want a house for the get by. Let's take it far down on the competition. Competition is nonsense, it's me and my soul's decision. Yeah, I only work against myself. I play against you to bench you. I'm throwing all shots to the shelf. Yeah, the top is the topic. You checking your armor. My wheel telescopic, so I'm steering my karma. The future is mine, like receiving the pass from Jesus or Jordan or Crosby, Stills and Nash. We young, and when we make it, we gon' put our soul on ice. 'Cause when they doubted us, we did it twice. I guess the proof is in the freezer. They tried to get rid of us, but they need us. So I need you like you need me. I need you like you need me. We double up when our numbers come through the TV. Soul on ice. I'ma put my soul on ice. Nice. Nice.